All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Scott from Koenig, and this is another episode of Wheel Wednesday, the podcast, and all that good stuff. I'm Scott from Koenig. I've already said that before. Let's just start over again.
I'm Nick from Koenig. Thanks for the intro.
Should we just keep going, or should we start over?
No, we'll keep going.
We're just going to keep going. All right. So anyhow, so welcome back to another episode of Wheel Wednesday. We hope that you're having a good week, and I don't know. Hopefully, you're getting on with your summer. You know what I mean? Some people are doing some crazy things. Some people are trying to paint cars. Sometimes it takes them a few months. But anyhow.
Scott's calling me out because I started my car a month ago. A month and 8 days ago.
Yep.
And I still haven't finished it. Mm-hmm. Partially because I've had a very hectic schedule.
Right.
It's supposed to be a two-day thing.
That was part of it. But anyhow, let's see. Let's get in some housekeeping stuff. First off, if you wouldn't mind, before we get in this video, if you wouldn't mind liking that way and subscribing down below.
Yes.
That's the first thing. We'd appreciate it. Click that bell for notifications, not only because we want you to see our content, which we do. So if you haven't seen it or you're new, welcome. Go back and look at everything else that we've done. But in addition to that, we are planning on utilizing this channel for more giveaways, contests, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
And the only way that you're going to know about it is if you're on that notification bell setting. We have just finished one a couple weeks back. So it happened. We do it. We liked how it went. I think it was pretty fun. And we'll do more. So make sure you have that notification bell on. Also, last Friday, we dropped a piece. Well, actually, it was last Saturday, technically. We got a little held up.
Yeah.
Nick, all the paint fumes went to Nick's brain. And so we ended up putting it up Saturday morning, but it was on the top five things you should know about flow forming, or am I a week behind?
Nope, that was the previous week. Last week, so what we did was Fitment Industries made a
That's
video
right.
about us a couple years ago titled The Truth About Koenig.
Right.
And we watched it. We enjoyed the video. And we thought, hey, it would be cool if we went a little bit more in depth with some of the information on the video. Pretty much.
We fact-checked them. So I don't know. I had a lot of fun doing it.
I think it was cool.
They're pretty good. I'll give you that. They do a really good job. So, but I had a lot of fun doing the fact-checking because I think we were able to expound on some of the things that they touched on, and I also think that we were able to kind of give people confirmation. And also, if you're curious as to whether those videos are real or do they work with companies like us to get the information or how does it work, all that information is available
in
last Friday's video. We talked about it all.
Yep.
So that was there. If you don't mind, head over there, give it a like, take a watch. You know, all the good stuff.
Yeah. We also dropped a new kickback last week, if you haven't seen that.
Yeah. These kickbacks, man, I'll tell you. Here's the thing. I think the kickbacks are, you know, if you haven't gotten into them, it's an automotive news recap, and I think that they're good, even if you don't want to sit down and watch the full 5 minutes of it. I think
sometimes they're not
them,
even five. Sometimes they're even just like 3 minutes or
right.
so.
Yeah, just a quick automotive recap, but we're putting them up every Thursday now. We started on Tuesdays, went to Thursdays, and I think it offers some interesting things that we know or on this side of the coin that we may know, and we're just kind of putting them out there for you to have some insight to. Mm-hmm. And Joey Redman, who actually does the kickbacks for us, with us, he's a super, super seasoned automotive journalist. And in addition to that, Joey's been in the scene for a long time. He started as a photographer for S3 Magazine. He shot for many years freelance for a lot of the major automotive magazines that you know. And in addition to that, he's built plenty of vehicles with SEMA and, you know, for SEMA, like with some of the OEs and like Hyundai and Ford. And also, he was the owner and founder of Wrecked Magazine, which was the first all-digital drifting mag. So he's super close to that drift scene. He's a big F1 fan. He just, he's a good general knowledge guy on automotive in general. So if you have time, go check him out.
Right.
Yeah. So anyhow, so today we're going to be talking about something that kind of comes to us quite a bit. And one of those topics that we get a lot, it comes in two different forms. And it's related to the responsibility of when somebody actually purchases wheels. So the first thing I want to say is I don't mean this to be ranty, even though I know it may take a little bit of a ranty undertone. I'm legitimately trying to give you information to help yourself when you're planning on making a purchase. And I believe that this information is something you should consider whenever you're buying something, period. Right? Like, it's, we're going to make it very centric to wheels. Mm-hmm. But I believe that this information can be extremely applicable to most purchases that you'll make, especially if they're of larger value, right?
Right.
So this comes down to what kind of responsibility you have when you're making a purchase. You may be like, what are you talking about? Like, so here's where I'm at. You know, we get questions that will either be twofold. One, people are contacting us, asking us questions about their purchase. Maybe something doesn't fit. They're having issues. They didn't get their installation hardware. They're not sure. Like, they got the wheels. They decided they don't want them. Or better yet, maybe they want a different color or whatever it may be.
Right.
And they're contacting us, but you didn't buy them from us. Right? Like, you know, they came from us at some point. It's got our name on the box.
Right.
But you didn't buy them from us. You didn't do that sale with us. We have no information on you. We don't have, just even if hypothetically a wheel was to drop ship from our building to you directly. Most of the time it doesn't do that. Most of the time it will drop ship to the customer and the customer will ship them out. So many times they'll have stock and they'll pick them up in larger quantities. They'll ship them out directly to you. But even hypothetically, in a situation where we would ship you a wheel directly, we don't know anything about you. We, in most cases, receive labels that we see their internal purchase order number, and we have a label, and it gets attached to your order, and your order leaves. So we can't help you with a lot of the information about, you know, exchanges and this and that and the other thing.
All that falls on the retailer.
Right. Which is mainly the sole reason that we say that warranties also, if you happen to have a warranty claim or some issue that you need to, you want to look into, it always originates at the dealer because we don't have any information on you. We don't know the story. Your retailer does. So the point is that, you know, a lot of times people will contacting us asking about these types of questions. And then there's other times where we start getting people that are basically saying like, oh, you know, I wanted to return them, but my retailer is saying they won't take them back. They don't do returns on these wheels or, you know, whatever. Can you guys just take them back? And it's like, we didn't do the sale. Like,
right. Even if they did return them, it's like, even if they did send them in, where are they going to get their money from? Not from us.
Well, we don't sell to the public. We do things in a very different...
Exactly. So...
Right. When you don't deal with the public, it's not... Like, we're not set up for general sales. We don't just open up the cash register or refund your credit card. I mean, if you bought them on a credit card, we didn't charge a credit card, right? So I guess what this all boils down to is there is a responsibility amongst a buyer to do some research, to do some homework, to make sure that they're doing some things that are correct. And this is so that you don't have problems, not because of one of our retailers not willing to take care of it or us or anything like that,
right?
So I want to talk about a few things that you should really pay attention to when you're making a purchase. We're going to talk a little bit more centric about wheels, but you can clearly see how these things would apply in other applications.
Right.
So I think the first thing is, before you even get to the retailer, you should know what you're buying, right? You should research the brand. You should make sure that you're comfortable with the brand. Research, you know, if you're looking for wheels, make sure you know what construction or whatever it may be. Know what roughly fits your car. Did you do any aftermarket brakes? Did you do anything that would change that fitment?
Right.
Knowing that you have, you're within the realm of the right diameter and bolt pattern and offset, and you know what color you want, and you've done your research, and you know that, all right, if they make two colors, I want this one, and you know all that stuff, right? Make sure you know what you're trying to buy, and then when you know that information, now using your retailer to double check your fitment is cool, because you could say to them, hey, look, you know, I want to buy this wheel, this bolt pattern, this, does this fit my car? And they can come back and say yes, or they can all, and then a lot of times what they'll do is they'll send, sometimes they'll, on their purchase order, that information will also be on their PO, and a salesperson will also double check that, just like, yeah, that's right, that's fine.
Right.
It's protection, right? Like, the more times you double check yourself, the less of a chance that you'll have at having a problem after the wheels arrive to you.
Right. And, you know, if some of the downsides to not doing your research is, like, if you go to a retailer and say, hey, I have my 350Z, I want to get a set of wheels, what'll fit the car, mm-hmm. and you forget to tell them an important piece of information. Like, you're saying,
I have a Brembo brake.
I have a Brembo brake, or I did a brake upgrade, or... Mm-hmm. You know, I want it to fit really nice, but you put a body kit on, but you forgot to tell them that it's a body kit. So now they don't know that you're trying to, you know, like, leaving out certain pieces of information can also affect.
Right. Or better yet, you know, like a 350Z, it's a good example car to kind of use, because
they come with two different brake packages.
Well, they have different brakes, and they also have, you know, some different wheel options that it can take, but... You know, telling your retailer, and this goes back to the research you may want to do before you even get there, but really looking at, well, what kind of person am I? What kind of fitment am I looking for, right? You know, there's plenty of people with a 350. Sure, yeah, of course. And that goes with color. You know what I mean? You should clearly probably do that before you figure anything out. But, you know, when you look at, you know, fitment, a 350Z, you may have some guys that are just looking for, you know, real conservative ride. They want 8.5s in the front, they want 9.5s in the back, they want to have a little stagger, they're not looking for anything crazy, nothing crazy offset, and they just, you know, they want to stay whatever. You may find a guy that just wants to do 18x8.5s all the way around, even though it may not, you know, look as what we refer to aggressive, you know? And then you may have the guy that just wants to run the big boy stuff, you know, right, and really fill all those fenders and quarters up. They're just different fitments, but we're talking about the same vehicle. So I just think it's like, if you just do a little bit of research on your end, this will not only save your aggravation after you get the wheels, but it will save you from having to try to work through problems.
Right.
You know what I mean? And knowing what you're going to get right from the beginning is a huge thing, because when your stuff shows up, your expectations will match your reality.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, especially because, like, and some retailers do this, not all of them might do it, but they'll just be like, yeah, like, you could put this wheel on this car, and they might even also leave out the information saying, like, oh, but it'll require you to roll your fenders, or pull them, or run a stretch tire, or whatever the case may be to actually fit that wheel. Sometimes they could leave out, like, yeah, it'll fit, but with these...
Massages.
In order to actually get the wheel to fit. And then you're not expecting that. And let's say you just order wheels from a place and not tires, and you buy the wheels and you get the tires that you think are the right size, then, you know, it doesn't fit. It all really just comes back to doing your research and knowing what it is you're actually putting on the car before doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the same thing applies. You know, like I think about it, it's very similar to me when you're buying turbos or suspension or, you know, tires for your wheels or, you know, a bunch of different, you know, cams or, you know, whatever it is. There's going to be that point where you need to do your research first. Then you need to take it to somebody that knows more than you to double check yourself. And then you also want to make sure that your retailer has some things that you need. And I'll give you a good example. There's a lot of different retailers out there, and everybody's going to have different policies. There's going to be different return policies. There's going to be different exchange policies. There's going to be different shipping policies. You know, so you need to really find the ones that match for you. Don't see somebody selling a wheel online and just click buy and feel like, oh, well, I've seen them before, so it's good. Read their stuff. I mean, there's some retailers, I'm not saying just us, but like it could be suspension or turbos, or some retailers that say all sales final.
Yeah.
No returns. There's some retailers that say, you know, we do take returns, but, you know, it's a 25% restocking fee or a 35% restocking fee. So, like, when you think about you spending $1,200, $1,400 on a set of wheels or whatever it may be.
Talking about a few hundred dollars you're missing out on.
And there's some people that say once wheels and tires are mounted,
it's
done, over, completely done. Like, you, it's yours. You know, there's some people that won't ship to residential locations. There's some people that will only ship to, that won't ship to commercial locations. There's some people that won't ship to P.O. boxes. I mean, the list goes on and on. The truth is, what I'm trying to convey is do your homework and your research so that you know that your situation, whatever you're looking for, is covered. And if there's any issues, you know that you have a retailer that will be able to work with you.
Right.
Right? So, look, I just think I've been doing this car thing for a long time now, and I've built a lot of cars, and I've had the experience of ordering the wrong thing, my fault. I've had the experience of ordering the right thing and getting the wrong thing. I've had the experience of installing something that was defective. I've had the experiences across the board of probably most outcomes or results.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell you that often they're minimized by taking some responsibility on yourself, doing your homework, making sure that you kind of know what you need, making sure that you're buying what you need, and making sure that your retailer and the person that you're buying it through is able to facilitate all those needs. And I think that that's just a really good piece of information that I felt it was very self-explanatory, but with the amount of questions that we get and with some of the people that we watch go through some of these struggles, I think it was just, it's just one of those things, if we can, you know, offer information. And I know that, like, again, I was trying not to make it ranty. I don't think it was too ranty.
Not really.
But understand, this is not really as much, this is kind of me as a car person saying to you, hey, look, like, just spend a little bit of time. You can really make things so much easier on yourself in the long run.
Right.
Because I'll tell you right now that it is a nightmare getting to a point where, like, you know, you're installing pistons and realize that, like, they're not the right ones. Like, even if everybody's going to make it all right, like, the day you're assembling your short block is not the day that you want to be like, yeah, these don't go on the wrist pins, or these are the wrong wrist pins, or whatever it is, and now I got to take all this crap, you know, take whatever, I can't go any further, and I got to send these things back, and I got to wait for them to ship me the right stuff, and, oh, they're on back order, and next thing you know, my short block assembly, it's taking longer than Nick's paint job.
So, why did I see that one coming?
Yeah, it was on the way.
That's messed up. Mm. Yeah, I mean, and with that, I feel like it's beneficial for the consumer doing their research, almost as beneficial as it can be for the retailer, because some retailers, because they have certain policies that people might not agree with, like the no refunds or the restocking fees, like, mm-hmm. you know, they can have signs all up in their store and make it obvious, but like if you don't acknowledge that as a consumer, you know, you could bash that company or feel some type of way towards that company, then start talking about them and be like, oh, well, you know, they didn't give refunds or whatever. But it's like, no, you just didn't really do your research on what their policy was.
You know, I think it is tough, though. Like, I mean, we've all been there where, you know, when we're looking at our side of what happened, mm-hmm. not Koenig's side, I mean, like, you know, Nick's side, Scott's yeah. side, like, and we're like, man, like, I don't understand why it's so much trouble. Like, this isn't the right thing, or why, like, they should just help me. Right? Mm-hmm. And it's valid to a point. And I think just, like, looking around, I mean, you know, it's very difficult. I mean, let's say somebody, you know, calls us up and they say, you know, hey, like, you guys sent me the wrong wheels. And we're like, well, we didn't send you any wheels but they came from you. Okay? And so we'll go a little bit further trying to help them out or whatever it may be. And then you find out, you're like, well, you know, we're pretty sure this is your order from this company, and that's what they ordered. Like, we shipped you what they ordered. And he's right. like, well, that's not what I want. And you're like, well, we can't really help you. You got to call your retailer. Well, I did, but he said because I mounted them, they're not, like, there's nothing they can do to help me. And so they're looking to us. So, like, we get it. Like, that's a horrible outcome. It's like, now you're looking at it, you're like, well, Koenig won't help me, and the retailer won't help me, and, you know, and there's this whole mess of an issue. And a lot of the times that goes down to us trying to work with the retailer to come up with a solution that works. But, you know, knowing those return policies and...
Yeah, I was just about to say, and like in a scenario like the one you just mentioned, mm-hmm. ultimately it would be lack of research on
maybe they did everything right and it's a clerical issue on, you know, the retailer's end when they send it over to us. I mean, I'm not saying that we don't make mistakes.
Yeah.
And if we do, we own up to them. But mm-hmm. You know, it's hard, you know, like I've been there, I've seen people, you know, that you feel for that, you know, have damaged a wheel and they've just been in a bad spot. I've seen people, you know, that have gotten a wheel with shipping damage and they got to make shipping claims through their retailer and they're upset because they wanted to go get their wheels mounted. You know, like it happens. We feel for people like that. So just knowing that you have a retailer that if something like that happens, you're going to call them up and they're going to be like, all right, no problem. You know, we see what your issue is. Like, here's the procedure. This is what we're going to do. Here's how we'll fix it. It's a big thing. So do your research. Read your reviews. Know who you're dealing with. You know, there's a lot of people that are able to sell product on the internet now. And maybe they order it through a wholesaler or somebody like that. So we don't necessarily, you know, we may not know them. We may know them. And, you know, it's really important that you do your research and know who you're buying from and that they have a good rep.
Right.
Right? I think that's a really big piece. So that part, at least that part, falls on you, the consumer. You know, if you need to take the responsibility and that burden of finding the retailer that's perfect for you, that has all the policies and everything set up for you, and that has a good reputation so that you don't have to really worry about it after the purchase.
Right.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it, right?
I think so. I was trying to think if there's anything else on this topic.
No, this is a pretty basic one. Yeah. I just felt like, hey, we're, you know, throw out a little stuff, yeah. But, I mean, look, if you have any questions, comments, all that stuff, you know where to throw it. Just throw it down below, and we'll go ahead and try to answer them up. I know we got a bunch of questions and comments that we still are trying to get to. It's been really busy, so I know that between Louise, myself, Nick, and Doubt, I think we're climbing through as much of it as we can. So this Friday, we are hoping to have a piece of content for you. We are working hard to make that happen, so stay tuned to that. Koenig Kickback is on Thursday.
Yep.
Obviously, we also go live today, Wednesday, at 3 p.m. Eastern on Instagram.
And Facebook.
Yeah, most of the time Facebook. But yeah.
Most of the time Facebook.
Most of the time Facebook.
Sometimes we can't. But
that's right.
So, always Instagram.
That's right. So so if you're around, check us out. Hang out with us. I don't know. I think that's pretty much it. So I guess right now we'll say toodles. And
you can say that. I won't say that. Damn. I've been watching their Mickey Mouse.
It's fair. I got kids. But anyhow, so we hope you have a good week. And we will catch you right back here for another episode next Wednesday. Take care of yourself and...
Toodles.